Good evening, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I don't know if you're going to hear it, but I'm sitting in the van and there's a nice storm going on and it's raining pretty good. And, you know, last night we just went through a storm. Today we had some travel and some jobs to do. And we got to where we were going right before the storm hit. So we're thanking the Lord for that, not having to drive through it. That's happened to us before where we've just been blessed enough to get where we're going and then the rains come. And I'm sure most of you know it's not fun driving in the rain. And van life in the rain is a little bit challenging. So it's really nice when we can get ourselves situated before it hits. But anyway, it kind of, between the storm last night and today, and I was messaging with a sister last night, and I was sending her scriptures about holding fast. And it just kind of prompted me. I thought, you know, we really need to hold fast to the truth and the word and the blessings that our Father promises us, because there are a lot of storms in this life. Some are big, some are little, some come real fast, some come like slow and we see them coming. Some of them pound us real hard, some disappear fast, some stay for a long time. You know, there's always storms in this life, and we need to learn how to hold fast through them. Now, God doesn't always take us away out of them, because we know that we are sent forth as sheep among wolves, but God is here to protect us. Kind of like in Egypt, the Israelites were protected from God's wrath. He watched over them. Remember the part in there where it says they had light, whereas everybody else had darkness. So the Father is watching over us. And tonight, I don't have anything scripted out or anything. I just pulled up my app and my phone, and I put in the words "hold fast." So you're gonna do this right along with me, paging through them, and kind of read some of the scriptures here on holding fast. And you don't need a whole bunch of my words, because God's word says it enough. So let's see. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Now, if we hold fast to that which is good, that is going to keep us through some of these trials. And let's see. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. So that obviously, by holding fast the traditions, which would be the doctrines that we're reading in here and what we were taught, that's going to keep us strong to hold fast through this life. Which goes right along with 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And this one as well. 1:9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So there you go. That's an example of a leader holding fast to the faithful word. 3:6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Oh, and more from Hebrews. 4:14. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And it goes on again, 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So there's a warning, without wavering. So we hold fast to our faith and to the promises that were given to us without wavering, and we can weather all these storms. Oh, let's see. 2:13. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. And 2:25. But that which ye already have, hold fast till I come. Wow, praise God. Till I come. Those words right there, those sure, they make me smile and give me a lot of hope, because we know he's coming back for us, isn't he? Oh, let's see. Oh, 3:3. Yeah. Remember therefore that how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come as a thief in the night, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Okay, and then, oh, all right, I'm going to end it with this one here. I didn't go anywhere into the Old Testament. Maybe that will be another audio. But this one, yeah, This one is awesome. Revelation 3:11. Well, let me back up a minute. Everything in God's word is awesome, but sometimes things are more pertaining than others. But anyway, let's read Revelation 3:11, sisters, and let's rejoice in this and encourage one another and pray for one another to stand strong. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen, sisters. Well, hopefully that's been as encouraging to you as it is me, and I'm going to put this on the post tonight and link it right in with some videos that Brother Jim took of the storms, and they kind of all go together. So praise God how he does this stuff, because, you know, sometimes when you work on a blog like this, I know some other sisters do this too, sometimes you don't even know what to say, and you just pray to the Lord, you know, by the time I get a chance to send something out to the sisters, I know you will give me something, and you just start, and sometimes it goes, and sometimes it happens like this, where things just line up and lay out perfectly together, and you got an idea, and you just get to share it with the sisters. So hopefully it's been edifying to you all. I know it has been to me. I love God's word and encouragements to hold fast and to strive and endure. So it looks like my rain has stopped. I got to get going so I can get by Brother Jim, who's waiting for me. He said I could have some time in here to do an audio for your sisters, and if the storm is passing, praise God, I've weathered it and I've held fast. Hey, love to you all. Hold fast, sisters. May God be praised.